Good afternoon. The Partido Popular has teamed up with the European People's Party group to make life as difficult as possible for the future Commissioner Teresa Ribera's hearings before the European Parliament today. PP leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo was agreed with the EPP leader Manfred Weber on the questions that the group will ask Ribera about her management of the catastrophic floods in Valencia, Castilla-La Mancha and Malaga. Ribera, the current Ecological Transition Minister, has been chosen by the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to be the future Commissioner for Competition and Commission Vice President for Clean, Fair and Competitive Transition. But Partido Popular, the main opposition force, says Ribera's management of the first days of the tragedy was inadequate, which the centre-right party says makes her unfit to be a commissioner. By the end of this year, no other advanced country will have grown as much as Spain, thanks to tourism, inward investment and immigration. After a strong performance last year with growth at 2.7%, Spain will be the fastest growing advanced economy in the world in 2024, with growth at 2.9% according to the IMF. The Spanish economy suffered more than most during the pandemic, losing some 11 percentage points of its GDP. Before the pandemic, Spain already had record numbers of tourists, overtaking the US as the second most visited country in the world, but still behind France. This year, Spain would have topped 85 million visitors, overtaking France for the top spot. The export sector of the second biggest car manufacturer in Europe has increased the export sector of GDP from 25% in 2007 to 38% this year. Gerry Hutch returned to Ireland yesterday as he confirmed reports that he's set to run in the upcoming Irish general election. It's been widely reported in recent weeks that the monk will be a voting option at the election, which Taoiseach Simon Harris confirmed last week will be held on Friday, November 29th. Mr. Hutch was released from a Lanzarote prison last week on a €100,000 bail after his arrest as part of a money laundering probe, and he remains under investigation. And the Billie Jean King Cup finals will begin in Malaga this week in a closer partnership with the Davis Cup and with some added attention given to the victims of the floods that recently devastated eastern Spain. The International Tennis Federation announced a donation to the Spanish Red Cross to support relief and recovery efforts, and Spanish player Paula Badosa said she will donate half of her prize money to help the victims. Spain takes on Iga Swiatek's Poland in the competition's first day today. Previously known as the Fed Cup, the competition was rebranded in 2020. It will end on November the 20th, whilst the Davis Cup will be played from November the 19th to the 24th, with all matches taking place at the Palacio Deportes José María Martín Carpena in Malaga. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.